What are we doing here? So we have, so far, the Gemara said that if a Ger Toshav, which is a non-Jew who accepted the seven Mitzvot of Noach and lives amongst the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so if he's also included under the system of Galus, of Ari Meklat. And if he kills another Ger Toshav, then he goes to Ari Meklat. Okay? B'shogeg. Okay? Right. But if he kills another Jew, so basically that's the thing. If a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he goes to Galus. Right. But Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he goes to Galus. But if he kills a Jew, then he does not go to Galus. Right? Then it's not enough. That's what we know so far. If he kills a Ger Toshav, this is what the Gemara so far established. He kills a Ger Toshav, he goes to Galus. If he kills a Yisrael, then that's not sufficient of an onesh for him. Galus is not enough of a mechaper. And then it would seem maybe he's a mechaper misa. We'll get to that. But it's not enough. Ger Toshav, it's a more serious crime. He lives amongst the Jews. The Jews are like, he's entering their society. He said he has to be more careful about killing a Jew. And if he kills a Jew, it's not enough of a mechaper for him. But if he kills a Ger Toshav, then yes. Okay, so now the Gemara says, V'ramini. Okay, so it's like 10-15 lines from the top. Very many. The fikach. So there's a statement which says the fikach ger v'oved kochav m'shahargu. A ger means a ger toshav, and a goy who kill, an akum who kill neharogim. They are killed. They're chayiv misa. So if a ger toshav or a goy kill, they're chayiv misa. Katani ger demida v'chav. So it equates a ger toshav and an akum. Ma ove kochavim, just like an ove kochavim, a goy loshna katal barmine, loshna katal dela barmine neherag. Just like a goy, if an akum kills a guy or a Jew, either way, it's chayv misa. Avger ger toshav loshna katal barmine, loshna katal barmine. Nehrag, whether he kills another Ger Toshav or he kills a Yisrael, he should be Chayv Misa. Which is against the previous thing which we said, that if he kills a Ger Toshav, Bishogeg, then he goes to Galus. The implication here is that no, under all conditions, he's going to be Chayv Misa. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lefikach. Okay, so Rashi says, Lefikach, Hasheva Mitzvah. So this is a little tricky here. It's talking about the Sheva Mitzvos. So they established in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin that if they're warned against it, then they get killed for it. Okay, by Israel, if the Torah warns you not to do something and you violate that something, you're not Chayv Misa. You get Malkus. Okay, you get whipped. The only way you Chayv Misa, the Torah says, you Chayv Misa. But an ordinary warning, if I let a warning, that's a lav. Don't do this. If you do it, you get malchus. But by a goy, their azhara is that they get misa for it. If they violate azhara, any warning that they can have, they violate it, then they get misa. They don't. There's no crime they get malchus for. Okay, they just get killed for their crimes. Okay, so azhara is nesuim misasim, and therefore the Gemara says lefikach. Therefore, since that's the case, ger toshav avikolchav shahargu neharogim. So if a Ger Toshav or a guy or an Akum killed, they get killed. I feel a b'shogeg, even if they do a b'shogeg, because that's also a crime. Killing b'shogeg is an avera, and they get killed. Chayv misa for any avera. She'in ben norot shichan hasra k'damar sanhedrin, because the Gemara sanhedrin says openly they don't need hasra. So they don't need hasra. Hasra is to differentiate, to verify whether shogeg or mezid. I have chamin shogeg or mezid. So he says, the Gemara there says, the Ben Noach doesn't need Asra. So apparently, he doesn't need Asra. Apparently, even if he's Shogeg, he's going to be Chayv Misa. Right? So that's what it's saying. So that Braisa is saying is that when it comes to a Ben Noach or a Goy, if they kill Shogeg, Mezid, Goy, Jew, Ben Ger Toshav, I don't care, they're always Chayv Misa. So this contradicts the fact that what we said, that a Ger Toshav, who kills a Ger Toshav, B'Shogeg, goes to Galus. That's the flow of the Gemara. Okay, that's what they're about. So, what's interesting here is Rashi is positing which we'll see, it's not clear, is this new idea that a guy is chayiv misa for killing mishogig. Right? He's chayiv misa for killing mishogig. So that's this new idea. What's the sense of that? I mean, in general, that's a hard idea. And the Ramban, you have the Ramban there? So the Ramban doesn't buy it. He says it's not true. He says you make a mistake. He says, here. It's not logical. The logic doesn't give. It's not logical. You're going to kill a person for violating a mitzvah of shogeg? I think Mara says he's killed one aid, one dying without hasra. The hasra is the important point. The Gemara should have said even shogeg. It doesn't say that. He's not killed by shogeg. Right? If he's mazed below hasra, that works. Mazed without hasra, he's saying he doesn't need hasra, but he has to be a mazed. Right? Im harag Yisrael neharag. One second. No. He just says, but if he kills a Jew, you see, he does chayv misa, b'shogeg. I think that's, he says, imar yisrael neharag. Sorry, afilu yisrael lo nitna dama Torah, dama shel harag l'mechila, ela golo v'omed b'savim v'gol adam. He says, even by a yisrael who kills another yisrael b'shogeg, he's not shel hafdak. That's a serious of Erev Shogeg. He has to go to Galus, and he may even be killed by the Gol Adam. So you see, killing Yisrael B'Shogeg is a very serious of Erev, such that even a Jew who kills a Jew could be liable to death, right? If he's, you know, if he doesn't stick an Ari Mekalot or whatever. The Figach Akam Ne'aragalav Lolam. So therefore, an Akam is also could be killed for him because he doesn't get Galus. So if a guy doesn't get called, so he's going to be killed for killing a Jew. You see, even a Jew could be killed for killing a Jew. B'shogeg. Aval kotel bar minei l'Rav Chisda kol d'lav bar galus ne'arag. But if he kills a ger toshav, so if he's not a bar galus, if he's like a mezid, or a shkarv mezid, then he's ne'arag. L'rav mezid, or a kol mezid ne'arag. B'shogeg ba'an espater. Okay, so he's getting into Machlokes Rav and Chisda, but he's saying Shogeg and Onus is Pater. Okay, Mechem is Shar Zayim is Shalham. Right, and that's the same thing with Shem Mitzvos. Okay, I mean, he goes further, but his basic point is that you don't kill a guy for just violating his Shem Mitzvos B'Shogeg. It's a Shogeg. Shogeg is a Shogeg. And he says, it's not logical. You're going to kill him for B'Shogeg. The only case he has is by killing a Jew. B'shogeg, where even you see this precedent of Ibn Yisrael is somewhat subject to death for that. But in general, just to say, Shevmez Meinoach, you don't need a Yichai for Shogeg, he says, that's crazy. You can't have that. And he says, the Gemara says, you don't need Hasra? Okay, fine. You don't need Hasra. So Hasra is like the super duper way to establish. He's like the worst method, you know? You warn him the moment before, he says, Afal Pekin, I'm going to do it anyways. That you don't need. But to say if he did it really b'shogeg, we're going to kill a guy, that he says doesn't matter. He rejects that. Okay, but Rashi says it. Right? This is Machlokas. And Rashi's maintaining that a guy is chayiv misa for violating Shem Mitzvah and not b'shogeg. Period. Right?
What's Ramban saying?
The Ramban's saying is that he doesn't, you don't get, you know, basically you're not chayiv misa for shogeg. You're chayiv misa for...
Only when he kills another Jew.
Only when he kills another Jew, yes. Then not you another, are. But not if he kills, a Jew, then he is. But that, he says, is because, I mean, it's interesting, we could try to explain that also, but my main point I want to do for now is he's saying, in general, he's saying it doesn't make sense to mechayev a guy for violating an aver b'shogeg. To mechayev a misa, to kill a guy for violating an aver b'shogeg. And the fact that you don't need hasra, yeah, that's true. But to kill him for violating b'shogeg, the only exception is by killing a Jew b'shogeg, because there's a special shmiras and afesh of guarding the life of a Jew. So much so that even a Jew is subject to death for killing a Jew. But just stop to violate Ibn Achai, or I don't know, whatever, Shem saying, no, B'Shogeg, you're going to kill him. He says, we don't do that. That's not, doesn't make sense, he says. So it falls like a middle position. He brings down Rashi and the Ramban. He brings down Rashi. And then he says, "V'kasha l'Ramban," because the Halom Rinnan Perek Dalam Yisus al Dalabo Hasra. The Hasra Hashem Zuv Misos. The only thing we know is they don't need Hasra. But Meizid Bayinam, you still need Meizid, right? And then he right. And then he says basically the sugya is mashma like Rashi, probably because of that thing, because the Gemara doesn't really read that well according to the Rava. Sugya is mashma like Rashi, right? And then he says like this. He says one thing he qualifies, and this is what I was interested in, is he says zumasha pirish bebrisa zu the chala sarsham zuhi misyasan yish lahorga afilo ala shogeg. According to this, the Gemara is saying is that you kill him even if he does it b'shogeg, b'stam kusi mias. It's talking about by a stam kusi. He means a stam guy. I think that's what he means. The ilu ben Noach gamor efshar dezadam bina. He says if it's mamish a ben Noach, then it could be needed to be a zadam. Which is kind of like a compromise between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says if any guy violates it, any shem noach b'shogeg chayv misa. Ramban says that's crazy. You have to be a Mesir. The Ritva is saying it depends. If he's a guy who keeps Shevmas Ben Noach, he's a Ben Noach, he keeps Shevmas Ben Noach, and then one time he slips up and he violates something B'Shogeg, then no. He has to do a Mesir. But if you just have Stam a guy, so Stam a guy is not really a Shomer or whatever, so then even one time, even if he does B'Shogeg, he's a Michaev Misa. He's a Chiv Misa for anything. You know, any of the violation of Shevmas Ben Noach. It depends if he's like already Mekabel. If he's Mekabel Shevmas Ben Noach and he's like a good, you know, good guy, so then if he violates, then he needs to be amazed. But when this Gemara is saying is that Yechayv Misa even for a Shogeg, that means for a guy who's not a Ben Noach, just Stamakus, a guy who's not, he hasn't indicated that he's really Mekabel Shevmas.
Is that what Rashi?
Is he saying that's what Rashi? No, he's like compromising. He's not saying that's what Rashi holds. It sounds like that's what he's holding. He's like kind of agreeing with Rashi, but he's limiting the scope of where Rashi applies. Right. He's like, he can't be a Makabal, and this could be a hard sketch to what was bothering Avi. So he can't be a Makabal that a guy is like a good guy, he's keeping what he's supposed to do, and then he slips up one time, B'Shogeg, again, and he Mechayv Misa. He says, it's like, I think that's what's so oppressive about it. It sounds difficult. If the guy's a Shogeg, are you killing a guy for violating anything B'Shogeg? Are you going to kill him? I mean, it's like, it just sounds too harsh.
Yeah.
Right, what kind of punishment is that fair? Guy did something b'shogeg, and now you're gonna kill him? It just that's what it sounds like. That's what's bothered. So I think that's what Ramban means. Ain't no b'den. You know, and the Rava is kind of in the middle. He's saying if he's a good guy and he keeps mitzvahs in general, fine. But if he just totally doesn't care, then even b'shogeg, then he's gonna, you know.
Yeah. But by the
some things together here, what some of the guys are saying. So that maybe just to say like this that. That the ger, it's not pshah, it's not onash. Like you did this avera and it's so terrible and we kill you, because it's not so terrible and it's another shogeg. But it's like the guy's right to exist is that he keeps shemus menach. It's like that's what it's not. It's not because the it's not like a punishment for the avera. It's like he's like a human being has a right to exist if he minimally keeps these seven. And like, yeah, I guess I'll be honest. Like, otherwise, he's like an animal. Like, he's not. He doesn't have a right to. This is the baseline of human existence. Every human being has to keep these things. And if you want to continue to live, then you have to live like up to the standard which Torah sets for a human being, for Ben Noach, which is the Sheva Mitzvos. So if you don't keep them, if you violate them, it's not like we're saying this crime is like it's not punishment for the crime itself. It's just. You're not up to par. You're not up to par with the standards Torah set for existence. As hard as Anshul Misos, and this is what you're warned on. If you can't keep these standards, then you're killed. Now, even if you violate a shogeg, that's not keeping it. That's a lack in the keeping it because shogeg is there's a degree of culpability in it. So, in other words, you have to live up to the standard. By Yisrael, it's not because you're not living up to standard, it's because you did that Avera, and this Avera is Misa worthy. So it's like an Onesh for, it's like a strict like justice. This Avera is so bad that we're going to punish you for the Misa Avera. So then you have to say, well, Shogeg isn't that bad. But the Rashi is being Mechadesh that there's a new idea of Onesh. By Shevin Zeinoch, it's not an idea because you did this Avera. That's what the Ramban says. That's what I'm saying. I think you have to change the framework. If you're in the framework of Onesh, the Ramban is right. It's Eino B'Din. It's not logical that you're going to punish a person for his Avera when he did a B'Shogeg. You're going to kill him when he does Avera B'Shogeg. It's not that bad. Maybe by Misa, by killing. That's, you know, Shemesh Nefesh or whatever. That's a special thing. But in general, that's not that. It's not bad enough as a punishment for an Avera, for, you know, for a Shogeg Avera to give him Misa. It's not, it's too disproportionate. But Rashi's learning that there's a new idea of an Onesh. The Onesh by Ben Noach is not because the mice are there that he did. It's simply because he's not meeting the standard of human existence, and therefore we don't allow him to continue to exist. So it's not the mice itself, it's the mice undermines his right to exist. He could exist if he keeps up to the standard of the basic standard which the Torah demands of every person. And otherwise, and that was, I think, what you were saying, you know, Rabbi Shaddai, a whole shiur about the idea of the Shavah Mitzvahs. Because these are the basic, like, you're not even being. If you don't keep these basic things, it's like what's why, for instance, like, you know, you're an animal, you're eating Evron Achai. Evron Achai in Halan Torah isn't such a terrible Avera, but it's like it's a certain base type of an existence that the people are on. So if you're stealing, like their marble is because they're stealing. You don't have a society. You can't have exist as a human in a society if you're just stealing, killing. You have to study each one. You know, but the idea though is like it's not. It's just simply they don't. They're not. It's a different concept of onus. Not a punishment for the action that you did, but it's an indication that you've stepped below the standard of human existence. And that means your right to exist is that you keep this system perfectly. So, like, I think that no one says true. If it's honest, then that's not you're keeping the system. That's just an honest. But Shogeg is not keeping it. I mean, you weren't keeping it. You have to be careful not to keep the system, and you know, that is a lack. The thing is like this: is that the man says, good. You say you can argue by Jew also, but I'd say is that that's not the idea by Jew. It's not pshat that your right to exist is that you keep 613 mitzvahs. It's not true. Jew has a right to exist. Intrinsically, Jew has a right to exist. He's a Jew. He's on the path of Torah and Mitzvos, and he has a right to exist. Torah, he's not just a step away from an animal. He's part of Klal Yisrael. He has a right to exist. Now, but given that your right to exist, there are certain averas which are punishable by death. There are other averas which are punishable by lesser things. And just because you do an avera doesn't mean that's it. You don't have a right to exist. That's not true. The Jew has a right to exist. The punishment by a Jew is because you did such a terrible avera that it warrants a death penalty. Then you have to say, well, Shogeg doesn't warrant a death penalty. That's too much. Shahorig v'shkaga, that warrants galus. If you step out, each avera, then there's like a system of justice, and you could kind of reason and study why each thing. This is the fair avera, a fair onesh for this particular avera, and that's why I'd say in that framework, I think the Ramban's argument is true. It's not logical that a guy does one thing b'shogeg, he slips up and they're gonna kill him. It's just too disproportionate. It's not the crime can't be that bad that it warrants that. But that's the system of onshin for Yisrael, and therefore by Yisrael you're not going to find that. You're not going to find the only thing you'll find is by Ritzicha, because of, even there it's not Misa, it's a Galut, whatever, that's because of the significant importance of Shemiras Nefesh. But by Goy, if Rashi held the same premise, that the system of onshin is the same as the system of Yisrael, it wouldn't be possible. What I'm saying is Rashi's positing a different idea. Now, the Ritva, what's the Ritva holding in this framework? If you keep it this far, what's the Ritva holding? So, again, I'm saying, because once you're a Ben Noach and you're Kabbalah the Mitzvahs, now you do have a right to exist. Right? Now, the punishment is Onesh. Just like by Yisrael, there's Onesh, but I mean, there's a system of Onshim. So, it could be, it's true, as Horan Zubim Yisrael, and therefore the system of Onesh is always Misa, but it's still an Onesh. And then you have the Ramban's arguments. You can't tell me Onesh is going to be for a Shogeg, they're going to kill a guy. It's too much. But if he's a Kusi and he's not Mekabel the system of Onshim, that's what it means. That's what Ritva would agree with Rashi. He's not Mekabel the system of Shavim Zeinoch, and he just stopped living like an animal. And then, yeah, even if he's a Shogeg, it doesn't become for anything. It doesn't matter. Because that's a guy, he's not.
I take that to like, bring it back to the action, so that turns into two different types of Shogeg. Like, one is it becomes a Shogeg,
yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
right.
Shogeg Karbonis.
Yeah, right.
Like if I just don't care about the way I live,
yeah,
I don't
right.
know how much.
You're right. You call that, it's funny to even call it a shogeg. You're right, exactly. The point is you just don't care. You're just like an ant. Right, exactly. The premise of a shogeg is that you care about the thing and that you slipped up, and right, exactly. But it'll say if you're totally a kusi, so then you're just kind of, you don't really have, I mean.
It's like this time you did a bad accident.
Yeah, like this time, yeah, right. So even if you'll say, look, I'm a kusi, I don't even call shogeg enough, but I try not to kill people. But like, oh, and now you do it by accident. But basically, you're trying isn't worth it. It's not worth anything. So basically, you're slipping up is that's it. You're killed for anything. You don't have a right to exist if you're not keeping it. But once you're a accomplished system, so then he holds, then he goes becomes like Israel in that regard. I mean, there are differences. There's no malchus, whatever. But he holds that you still have to be. You can't be a shogeg. You know. I mean, sure, the Ramban apparently just does not want to accept that idea. Apparently, he holds that the onesh is onesh. That's it. You can't get around the idea of onesh. Onesh is always for your avera. He doesn't hold by this type of an idea. I mean, and that's what they're both saying. I mean, the Gemara is. I mean, we have to figure out the Ramban, the Gemara, and the Gemara. But the Ramban is just a misfar and not willing to accept the whole idea. Apparently, he holds that if you're punishing a guy and you're killing a guy, it must be for an onesh. To say that we're gonna execute him or we're gonna punish him for not living up to standard, it's like a chiddush. Rashi is a new kind of an idea, which Rashi is positive. It's a new kind of an onesh. The different thing is that Yisrael, that's a matter of studying the system of onesh of a guy. So the system of an onesh of a guy, for instance, is every sin is punishable by Misa. And he doesn't have to be so bad, so flagrant that he needs Asra, even if he just violates it without Asra. There's different standards within his system of onshin because this crimes are worse, or maybe because this type of thinking, because he's like he's really at the basal borderline of humanity, or you know, something, whatever. But that's a matter of studying the system, or differences between the system of Enoch and the system of Yisrael. My point is, Hasra doesn't mean you're Hasra is a different thing. Is in Klal Yisrael, you don't punish a guy unless he's so flagrant that you warn him and he's going to say, I'll fall peeking and I'm going to do it. You know, that's like a certain type of a thing, which is Rachmanis, so in a certain sense of the system of Yisrael, that we're not quick to punish people. But in Menoach, you don't have that, you don't have that degree of, of Rachmanis, and we're not that hesitant to punish a person.
Perhaps just the detail.
Yeah, the detail of the system, exactly. Still in the system. That's why, see, that he's willing to accept, because that's a matter of, you can understand saying they're at a lower level, and therefore even a little slip-up we're going to punish them for. It doesn't have to be so bad, but it has to still be. It's still amazed. It's just not amazed with full hasra, cold-blooded in the face of warning. That's a very different stand, So that's a detail in the system. But to do it for shogeg, he understands shogeg doesn't, that's over and beyond. And the only way you could ever say shogeg is if you say it's not the system of onesh. It's just this idea that you're not up to par, but he doesn't hold by that whole thing. So he just, the only onus he understands is an onus, which is a punishment, and he says, it's not logical, you're going to punish a guy for a shogeg. So that's the way he, that's his attack. He may know what Rashi's holding, but he just doesn't hold by such a thing. So he's not, doesn't even address it. He's just arguing within his framework. His only system of onus is punishment, and they can't be punished for a shogeg, it's too much. What Rashi's saying is that if you're not a Jew, you don't have a right to exist, but for keeping Shabbos in Noach. That's where your right from existence comes from. And there's no onshin, there's nothing to do with onesh. Ritva doesn't say, he holds that once a guy is mekabel Shabbos mitzvos, that buys him a right to exist. And now, onshin is like a regular, like an alternate sort of version of onshin of what Israel has. You know what I mean?
So
Rashi's holding that, no, I don't care if you're a Kabbalah Shabbos Noach, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, you're not Yisrael, and Neno Yisrael doesn't have a right to exist, period. And it's a totally Tully. It's like, the question there is, does the Kabbalah Shabbos Mitzvahs give you a right to exist? Such that now, independent of your particularly keeping them in every single case. Does it buy you like your right to existence by the fact that you're a Kabbalah? It ups you to a higher system according to the Ritva. Rashi holds no, so it wasn't Zumisas and applies across the board. That's just the din of Shabbos, Ben Noach. It's like the Ramban's positing a chiddush that there's like a chiluk within Ben Noach. Because everyone in theory is Mikhail, because he's called Shabbos and Noach, and he's positing like a different level. Of like, there's already a level, I think, of a Ger Toshav, and like, it's like that's like, where he's really Kabbalah and Bezin, and then a Ben Noach. But now he's saying now there's within Ben Noach, there's a Ben Noach, and then just Stamakusi. Like that's like a new split that she's positing, She's just gonna say, look, it's Ben Noach and there's a Jew. And that's it. There's only two things. A Jew has a system of ownership, Ben Noach doesn't. That's what Matt's making. Matt B is making a good point. That A and Matt B. That even the Ramban, who says that a goy exists in the system of onesh like a Jew, he's gonna hold that there is a onash for killing a Yisrael b'shogeg. That's fine. Whereas killing Yisrael b'shogeg is killing Yisrael is terrible, and you have to be super careful against that. And if you do a b'shogeg, it means you lacked in your care. And even Yisrael is liable to death, but he has a mechaper of galus as long as he keeps the mechaper of galus. Now a guy like God, there is no mechaper of galus, and that's it. Then the sin is such that he basically is subject to death. The Jew would be killed if not for the fact that he had the kapara. But the guy is not afforded that kapara, so he does that averos. No one else really is it. He's like misa. But that's a uniqueness because of the. You see, in Yisrael, that's the avera of Rishicha, so it's so severe, and the din of Shmias Nefesh is so significant that it lends itself to the death penalty. So that the Ramban will agree. In that particular. But he's going to say that if I violate Avram and Achai, I have to be so careful against violating Avram and Achai, and if I do, there's no precedent for that. That's. The one exception is by Israel.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so I guess we're going to... It might be nice. I didn't really work on this, but you're asking the question, how the Ramban's going to learn the Gemara? And we have to get our flow of our Gemara. It seems to be... That's the one thing we have to do. But then also, so now we're at a crossroad in our Gemara, though. Because our Gemara is saying, just review where we're at, and this is where we're going to have to proceed for tomorrow, is that the Gemara has a problem. Because... The previous Gemara says if a Ger Toshav kills the Ger Toshav b'shogeg, he goes to Galus. Right? So it means that it's not holding by this idea of that there's no standard, you know, that a guy wants any slip up, that's it, you're gone. It's not holding that. It's holding you could have a slip up and you go to Galus. So apparently he's in part of the regular system of Onshim and he gets to go to Galus. And it's not just slip up one strike and you're out. Right? But the Gemara here says Akam or a Ger Toshav who kills is killed. Right? And it implies an Akam is the same as a Ger Toshav, basically, no matter who you kill, doesn't matter. So it seems like Shogig Mesa, that's it, you're killing Chayv Mesa. Period. So that's a contradiction. Right? Does he go to Galus if he kills a Ger Toshav, or is he killed if he kills a Ger Toshav? So that's what the Gemara is about to try to resolve. Two different answers. Derech Ali and Derech Yerida, and then Omer Mutter. So that's basically. Or at it. I'd like to, and I'll try to think about the Ramban and see if I can figure out how he's going to read the Gemara. I mean, maybe he even addresses it. You have to look carefully. But essentially, I want to move forward. If I could come up with an answer for that, then I'll try to, you know. But it's a problem. I mean, it is a problem. The proof is that's why the Rav says he rejects the Ramban. He says, the Gemara's not mashma like him. Gemara's not mashma like Rashi. So it's not, you know, I'm sure the Ramban has a way to work it out. But, you know, you have to kind of, you know, see if we can try to figure it out. But, you know. So we'll see. It's very interesting what's coming up ahead here. There's this thing about Derech Ali and Derech Yerida. There's a Tosfos here, and Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah. And it's very, very important Tosfos. Very interesting. Vim Tomer. Amalei Rava, that Tosfos. And there's the Ritva. Ritva is very important. He explains the Machlokas Ritva, Chesla and Rava, I think. About Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah. Ritva. So let's try that for tomorrow.